Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. We thank you for tuning in either on Conversations Radio Network, to our friends on the radio dial, or those joining us online. We're excited to welcome Jeff Rosenberg to our program today. He's not only a filmmaker, but an individual who's gone from being just a lover of movies to actually being able to now seeing his own movies being able to come to life, including the movie Betrothed. I had the opportunity recently to talk to actress and dancer Bunny Gibson about her role in the film. We're going to now be able to talk to Jeff about how the film came about, but also what it's been like for him to share it with the world. If you're just hearing about the movie, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with it. But Jeff, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine, Jeff. I should say, you know, this conversation, I think, is a great example of how one of the ways you've been able to really promote the film, and that being social media, you and I actually connected because I had shared the conversation I had with Bunny on Twitter. You retweeted it, and I reached out to you, said thank you for retweeting it, and you let me know that you were the filmmaker behind it. And so then I reached out to you about saying, hey, you know, how would you like to come on and talk about it? You know, I think, you know, the great thing about what you've been able to do, though, Jeff, is that you really show people what is possible when they have an idea and they don't give up on their vision. I mean, what has it been like for you to see the response to Betrothed?
Well, the good reviews are wonderful. The so-so ones kind of hurt, but the whole thing is just, it's surreal. I mean, to one day just be sitting at home kind of, you know, playing on the computer hoping to write a script, to the next thing seeing your name on the screen is just the most amazing feeling in the world.
Yeah.
And I just feel so lucky.
Yeah, it has to be a great thing. As I said, you have loved movies for quite some time, Jeff. Has it sunk in for you now that you have your own film that now other people can enjoy?
No, not at all. It's just so weird that people say they love it, and I'm like, oh, yeah, me too, but it just, I don't know, it doesn't feel real. It's wonderful. I'm having the time of my life. It's just, it's an odd feeling. I grew up, you know, engrossed in movies. I would go to the movies any chance I get, and now to actually be part of that is just, it's incredible. I had the opportunity to have the actor Bill Cobb read something I wrote and liked it, and I was like, oh my God, some, you know, it's just incredible what's happening.
Right. And I think the other thing must be for you, Jeff, and I thought about this when I was prepping for your segment, keeping in mind my conversation with Bunny, is that, you know, it's one thing for you to have words on a page, but to actually see actors and actresses bring that to life, to see the sets being, you know, being brought to life. I mean, does that kind of make all the hard work worthwhile when you kind of see it all come together?
Yes. And the hard work for me, I love it. I enjoy the. I'm one of the writers that really enjoy the rewrites and seeing it growing. But it's kind of like hearing your voice on the radio or on tape for the first time. It's just, it doesn't sound like you. And seeing them, that the cast is phenomenal, and they had everything that was in my head they managed to put on screen, and it was just such a weird feeling. It's like having people inside your head suddenly alive.
Yeah. And this is not the only project, of course, you've been involved in, Jeff, I should say. I'm sorry, were you going to say something else, Jeff?
I was just going to say, back to the social media thing, that that's how this whole thing came about. This never could have happened before Twitter and Facebook, because that's really how we all connected.
Wow. And I think that again, says so much. So take us back a little bit, because it seems as though for you, there's not just one type of story that you like to tell. Now, well, of course, when I was connected with you on Twitter, only thing I knew about at the time was Betrothed. But there are other stories that you're going to be telling. We'll let our audience know how they can kind of stay connected with you later, Jeff, to find out about those. Do you find that the important thing for you is just to be able to share your creativity, whether you're sharing something that is, you know, something for entertainment or something that's going to get people think? Do you think it's just the art of being able to bring it together that intrigues you?
Yes. I just enjoy writing. I always have. I've written short stories. I enjoy creating things in my head. I've got all these little voices and stories. And for me, it's all about the story. Just, I don't care if it's horror, if it's I wrote a short for children. I wrote a boxing drama, which is odd because I'm not a sports fan. And it's all about the characters and the story.
Yeah, and I think that has been the cool thing. And now along the way, you've been able to show other people by your example what is possible for them. You know, I think one of the worst things that happens, I've been guilty of this myself, Jeff, and I know some of our listeners probably have too. We talk ourselves out of opportunities. We talk ourselves out of, you know, the possibilities that are in front of us by saying, you know, well, there's no way I can do that, or, you know, that's and, for this person. You know, how did you not allow those voices to stop you?
I did for years, for decades. I worked customer service for decades, and I always wanted, first I wanted to be an actor, and what stopped me was I can't act. But I've always been able to write. That's the one thing I could do, and I always wanted to write screenplays, but, you know, it wasn't something we did. You need to make a living. You need to do that. So I just put it out, and I started doing it as a hobby. And I was writing for a hobby, and my husband said, you know, you're getting really good. And one day I got laid off from my job. And that went on social media, and I happened to be talking to somebody and mentioned I was, you know, pounding the street looking for scripts. And she turned me on to Greg, and that got the road going. And then Tom just said, my husband, isn't it time? Just, you know what? If things are going, you've got to take a chance. You're going to regret it for life. And he's right.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't worked in 3 years. It's been tough struggling. And the voices keep saying, you know, if you're smart, you'll get a job. And the one thing that I keep saying is Phyllis Diller's book, which is weird. Years ago, she wrote an autobiography, My Life in a Lampshade in a Whorehouse. And the one thing that I keep thinking that she wrote was, don't listen to the doubts. Don't think about yourself making it. Picture yourself made it. Picture yourself where you want to be. It's not that you want to be there. You're there in your mind. Don't let any voices, and that's what I kept doing. I kept this picture in my head of where I want to be, and just you have to have tunnel vision or you're not going to make
right.
it. You have to completely submerge yourself and say, you know what, either I'm going to make it, no, I'm going to be homeless, but I am not going to live with regrets.
Right. I think, wow, that is so important. I'm so glad you said that because I feel the same way. You know, I think if people go into this with just worried about the money, I think they'll never be able to do anything.
You can't.
I think that's it. I mean, do you think because you have such pure motives, though, and as you said, it doesn't mean it's going to be easy for, you know, by any stretch of the imagination, but, but do you think that because your motive has been right, that has helped you to stay optimistic along the way?
I really think so because I was never overly an optimistic person. I was a realist. And I just finally said, this is what I want. You can't listen. You've just got to go for it. And anytime the doubt started coming, I just pictured myself where I want to be. Or I think of Rodney Dangerfield, who was 49 before he made it. Or Samuel L. Jackson, who was in his mid-40s, a crack addict before he made it. You know, you've got to just say, to hell with it and go with it and just pray it really works out. And if it doesn't, you've learned a lesson. And you learned you're stronger than you thought you were.
I think that's.
I never
thing.
Realized
I think,
it was a strong person.
Wow, and I think that strength definitely now is able to come through. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today Jeff Rosenberg. We're talking to Jeff not only about the journey of being a filmmaker, but what it's been like for him to see his work being able to come to life. The film, of course, that I got introduced to Jeff's work with was called Betrothed. We're about to talk a little bit more about that. As I said, you know, Bunny Gibson, who was on our program, many know her because of her dancing
so
days,
sweet.
But also... Yeah, you know, and the amazing things, in fact, on Conversations Radio Network, that interview re-aired just today. I mean, what was that like for you to have people that are so respected to be a part of your work?
It was really wonderful. This was my first script. I didn't go to film school. I learned by reading Sid Field's books and writing and writing and writing. So I've always been real nervous, you know, with real actors reading my work. And Bunny, Bill Oberst Jr., Susie Glenair, Trey Ireland, all these great actors messaged me and said, I loved it. It was great. You hit the dialogue like, I really can do something. It was just such a great feeling to know that, you know, people who have read other scripts like your work. It's not just your mom and your husband or your friend or you know, your aunt that likes it. It's, you know, people in the business, and that's really a wonderful feeling.
Right, right, for sure. Now, I think the other thing is, you know, for many people, as they are, you know, looking at, you know, what you've been able to do, I mean, betrothed is definitely, and I said this to Bonnie, is definitely not a happy story. You know, I mean,
no.
What was it like for you to be able to tell something that could be entertaining, as I said earlier, but also was dark and kind of showed a different side of some of the people who were involved in it?
I've grown up with horror movies. I just love them, and to me, they're fun. And that's what I wanted, was just making a fun escapist movie with good characters. One of the weird things is that I had to close my eyes on a couple of parts, and I wrote it. So writing it in your head is a lot different than seeing it on the screen.
Yeah. Wow. So what was it like you to watch it?
I really enjoyed it, but it was just, I don't know how to describe it, a really strange, surreal feeling, especially when they stopped and you saw your name on screen and you realized that, you know, after all these years of watching other people and other names, your name is finally up there.
Wow.
It was also really strange hearing the words coming out of a person's face rather than out of my head. It was
right.
A great feeling. It was wonderful, but it's hard to describe. It's just weird. It's like letting somebody into your dreams.
Yeah, yeah. Does it make you want to dream bigger?
Yes. I just want to write. I want to just keep writing. I don't care if it's, you know, I would love to write a huge $200 million movie. But I just want to write. I don't care what it is. I just enjoy creating stories. And, you know, hopefully I can put enough social stuff in there that I make people think while they're being entertained.
Yeah. I think that is the hope for every creative out there, for sure. I mentioned earlier about the voices and not allowing that to stop you. When you have, you know, been able to see the response so far to Betrothed, does that make you more nervous about the next project or more excited about it?
More excited. There was one that compared us. There's been a couple that compared us to Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, wow.
But it was the first really good review about me personally where he said that I had a panache for dialogue, and I was just so excited. I can't wait to start the next one and see, you know what the response will be or how much I can grow. And if you keep trying to learn something from every negative or any criticism that you get, hopefully the next one's just a little bit better. And I'm more eager and excited now than ever.
Right. Right.
I just can't wait to see what happens and where the next project takes us.
Yeah. You mentioned, of course, social media, and I think new media as well, Jeff, has definitely helped creatives like you and me to be able to reach a larger audience as well. You know, do you think that's
and
one of the things that kind of
we never would have been able to,
exactly.
to connect
exactly.
had it not been for Twitter?
Exactly. Do you think, I was just going to say, do you think, though, that that is something that more people should understand and appreciate the value of these sites? Sure, not everyone uses them in a way that's productive, but do you hope that people realize by your own example what they can do with just these free tools that are out there?
I really hope so, because everybody always used to make fun of Facebook. You know, oh, people are wasting their time on Facebook and looking at little kitty pictures. Well, Betrothed came out because of Facebook. I reached out to somebody on Facebook. She talked to me. She connected with Greg. And all this happened because of Facebook. I'm getting a chance to talk to filmmakers in Australia and England. And I've got a good friend in the Netherlands who I'll never be able to meet. But we're able to talk and exchange ideas that we never would have been able to. And the more people you're exposed to, the more you learn, the more your art grows.
You're right. I think that's it, and definitely opens you up to more and more opportunities for sure. You know, for yourself, I mean, I know you said, you know, that your main thing is you just want to write, and I think that is why you will continue to be able to find success, Jeff, because, I mean, you again are focusing on the gift. I mean, as far as the writing, though, I mean, as far as that is concerned, where do you find the most inspiration? Where do you find the ideas coming from?
A lot of it's old movies, believe it or not. I had no life. I was a geeky teenager. I did nothing but watch TV and movies. So a movie will pop into my head and something like, for example, Betrothed. I wanted to write a script about a young girl, and an old Vietnam New movie popped into my head where she was driving cross country and making county line or something, where she got crossed by an old sheriff, and that just popped into my head, and Betrothed just grew out of that. So a lot of times I'll pop in an old movie and watching, and my mind will just kind of wander, and stories will grow out of that.
Yeah. Wow, what a cool thing.
You find it anywhere. You know, overhear a conversation and people are talking, and you know, suddenly they're not talking about what you think it is, but you know, they're plotting a murder. And then you go, well, what if they did this and that? You're always working.
Yeah.
And it's just so cool to be able to take my stories that are in my head that I would do anyway, and to think people would like pay them and actually want to see them is just, I just feel so lucky.
Right. What a cool thing. I mean, that has to be probably the best thing. And then, of course, you know, being able to allow the creativity to definitely go, you know, go from there. You know, we mentioned social media a couple times. I mean, the response, I mean, I think is the other side of this that is also exciting as well, Jeff. I mean, you know, as you said, you know, when you're getting the reviews, you know, that's a great feeling. You know, of course, we all like the good ones better. You know, what do you think keeps you, though, in the right mindset even when they're not as good as you would like them to be?
I decided early on. And I was very lucky. When I first started out, I made contact with the actress Adrienne Barbeau on Facebook. And I've been a huge fan of hers since she started acting. And I said, I would love to write something for you. And she said, well, if you write it, I'll read it. And she read it, and she gave me notes, and she didn't like it. And she was wonderful. She took me to task for everything I did wrong. It was very encouraging. And I said to myself, I can either cry because she didn't like it, or I can look at what she said and learn something from it. And I decided I want to learn something from it. So anytime someone says something bad, or I didn't like your story, or you know, whatever, I try to think, well, what didn't they like and why, and what can I learn from that to make it better? Because the only bad criticism is the one I don't learn from.
Yeah.
And I think that's, you can't take it to heart. People are going to love your work. People are going to hate it. It's not personal. You've got to learn to, it's a business, and you've got to learn why they didn't like it and why they liked it, and just keep growing and try not to cry too much.
Right.
But
no,
let yourself cry.
Yeah.
But you've got to feel, you know, let yourself feel it. People take things too seriously. Nobody's getting out of life alive. Just relax and try to go with it.
Right.
And it took me a long, long time to realize that.
But it's a great thing when you can. And you know, it took me a while to get there as well, Jeff, so I totally can understand that. But it definitely makes life more exciting for sure. And I think the other thing is it makes you less afraid. I think, you know, that's
yes.
The thing. That is, I think, one of the biggest dangers for a creative individual is to allow fear to stop them, the fear of what other people may think, the fear of what may not happen, because you never know until you start down the journey. And once you start down the journey, who knows the doors that will open up for you and the opportunities that will come your way, as you have been able to attest to for sure. Again, everyone, Jeff Rosenberg has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Jeff. He's a filmmaker, behind the film Betrothed, that I had a chance to talk to Bunny Gibson about, who's one of the cast members of it. How can our audience stay connected with you, Jeff, and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
Well, I'm on Facebook, Jeff Rosenberg /screenwriter. I'm on Twitter at Jeff D. Rosenberg. Connect with me on those. Betrothed is out on Vudu, Vudu.
All right. So
and
make sure
I'm really only on
Jeff
Twitter and Facebook. I'm still new to the other social medias.
Well,
but
make sure you all
learn.
Find him there. Yeah, I mean, well, you look at Noah, and that's the main thing. And I should say he's very active in connecting back. Again, that's how we set up this conversation today. So definitely make sure you all are staying connected with Jeff. I've already tagged him on our Facebook
Twitter
page. Oh, yeah,
I'd be happy to talk to anybody.
Yeah, so make sure you all stay connected with him as well. Jeff, thank you so much for the time. I really appreciate it. And it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime, but we'd love to have you back on.
I would love to anytime. Thank you so much. This was fun.
Hey, well, good. Look, I'm glad to hear that. See, I told you I was harmless for sure. Again, everyone, Jeff Rosenberg has been our guest, a filmmaker behind the movie Betrothed. Make sure you all are staying connected with him and also stay connected with the updates on what he's working on next, again, through his Facebook and Twitter pages. Again, as he mentioned, you can find him on Twitter at Jeff D. Rosenberg, and we've, again, tagged him on our page. For those joining us on the radio side of our program, there's more Conversations Live to come for you, so make sure you all stay where you are. For those joining us online, this is going to do it for us for this segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Jeff, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off to air. The link is already available to our social media friends, so head over to facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.